Dr. Wolf also commented on two key ASCO presentations on cardiotoxicity with anthracyclines in the adjuvant setting.
What Sharon Giordano did with colleagues at MD Anderson was a population-based observation study looking at the SEER Medicare database, including women over the age of 65, women ages 66 through 90, diagnosed with breast cancer from 1992 to 1999 with no other cancer, no history of CHF. And they ultimately identified about 31,000 women and separated those patients in three groups. A group that received no chemotherapy, 27,000 women. A group that received non-intracycline chemotherapy, about 2,300 people. And the remaining group, 1,600 women who received intracycline-based chemotherapy. And what they did observe, they separated the analysis in two specific groups, ages 66 through 70 and ages 71 through 90. And the mean age of these women were 75, with a median follow-up of 68. And the older women had more comorbidities, less chemotherapy, and the patients who received doxorubicin had higher risk tumors. And what they did observe when they look at the 10-year outcome in terms of the diagnosis of CHF using ICD-9 codes, they observed that women who did not receive chemotherapy had a 73% chance of being free of diagnosis of CHF. Women who received chemotherapy with organotetracycline had a 74% similar chance of being free of congestive heart failure, while women who received an intracycline-based chemotherapy regimen had only a 61% chance of being free of a diagnosis of CHF. So about a 13% absolute difference at 10 years for the women who receive an intracycline. And when they look at the individual comorbidities, factors such as hypertension, diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease, and peripheral vascular disease were quite significant in identifying patients at risk. They look at the age 71 through 90 group, and they saw no difference. And the question was whether there was a selection bias, whether these patients, if they were receiving intracycline, were receiving lower doses of chemotherapy. They had no access to the individual records for these patients.
If you can comment on the Shepherd paper.
The Shepherd paper was an analysis of the MA5 study, which is a study with 710 women, pre- and perimenopause with node-positive breast cancer, who received CEF with a cumulative dose of epirubicin of 720 milligrams per meter square, or CMF without an intracycline. And these women had a very strict follow-up as far as LVEF, which was measured on both arms at baseline, at 6 months, 12 months, 36, and 60 months. And they were looking at changes in cardiac function on the basis of ejection fraction. And what they did observe at the end of 60 months was that ultimately 25% of the women treated with CEF had at least a 10% absolute drop in ejection fraction, while approximately 9.5% of the women treated with CMF had at least a 10% drop. When they look at the women with a drop greater than 20%, it was 5% in the CEF group and less than 1% in the CMF group. What is interesting is that when you look at a number of women that they would have hoped to test at 60 months and how many women actually had LVEF testing, was only about 40%. So there were 60% of patients who did not make it to the LVEF assessment. And whether that in any way was related to comorbidities or complications, toxicities that may have prevented them from going into assessment and could actually have favored the less toxicity arm.